Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. This week on the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, we're heading back to Hamden, Connecticut, where USA Hockey's Courtney Welch spoke recently with Casey Bellamy of the U.S. women's team before the team took off for overseas for the Four Nations Cup in Sweden.
Hi, I'm Courtney Welch, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we got the great pleasure of talking with Casey Bellamy of the U.S. Women's National Team here in Hamden, Connecticut. Casey, thanks for sitting down with us. So how is this camp compared to others you've attended for the U.S. Women's National Team?
I think just the location of the camp is the only difference. I mean, I think we all come in here, the U18s and the postgrads, just to get ready for the Four Nations and the younger girls able to see how we train and, you know, what it takes to be to that next level. So I think it's just preparing us for Four Nations, but it's been great so far. I've had a blast.
You guys have had, obviously, you know, the different sessions like you normally do, the skills development. For you, you know, I've noticed that a lot of girls have, you know, your guys are working harder here probably than you've ever worked before. So, you know, what's it like being able to come together with, you know, the top athletes around the world for women's hockey and to be able to, you know, work on specific skills?
It's definitely challenging. I mean, looking back a year from now, I think that this team's come such a far way because of, you know, we're just all trying to get on the same page. And obviously everyone's thinking about winning a gold medal. And I think that that's the most important thing everyone's looking at. So I think when looking at our team, the hard work everyone's doing at home and, you know, at their different colleges, and it's all about accountability, I think, for our team. And everyone's just, you know, doing what they have to do and knowing that their teammate is doing the same thing. So, I mean, it's what people are doing when no one's looking. I think that's the most important thing.
Kind of goes along to the team mantra of team first. And it's been great to see, you know, each of these events, everyone seems to get better and better every time we see you out there. So what does that team mantra mean to you? And how do you guys, you know, work with that throughout the season?
I definitely think it means everything. I mean, I know I'm the type of person who is team first. And I think, you know, being on this national team and playing with these types of players, it's just amazing and such a privilege to be here that you want to work your butt off when you're home and just be the hardest worker. And I think that it helps a lot with, you know, we brought Mike Boyle in and he's been doing a great job with us. But it, again, it goes back to the accountability, and it's trusting that the girls in Minnesota and the girls in college and the girls in Boston are doing the same things that, you know, everyone should be doing. And it's all about trust, and I think that that's a huge thing in, you know, on any team.
You mentioned Mike Boyle and obviously training with him when you're at home. How important is the plan that he's putting together for you in terms of your overall scheme for your hockey career?
It's very important. I mean, I owe a lot the last, you know, 6-7 months to him. And I think he's just done an incredible job with us. And it's also, you know, going there in Boston and being with the girls and getting to work out with your best friends and getting better every day. You're getting better. And I think, you know, he gives me confidence to be better on the ice and off the ice. And it's awesome because all the other girls want to be there. They see what other girls are doing in Boston, and, you know, every camp everyone's getting better with their testing, and it just proves that this is working.
So obviously getting better, you guys are looking ahead at the World Championship, and the 2012 IIHF Women's World Championships will be in Burlington, Vermont this April. So what will it be like for you to play, you know, in such a big event, championship, basically so close, you know, to where you grew up, like where you're from?
I think it'll be fun. I think it's great that it's in the U.S. and a lot of family and friends will be there. And it's, you know, it's just another stepping stone, though, to get to that gold medal in Russia. And it's just, we have to prepare every single day for it. And first we have Four Nations and then, you know, Christmas camp and then pre-camp. And it's just another stepping stone to where we have to be.
So not many people have had the chance to be at, you know, a Women's World Championship in person. It's basically the best you can get without being at the actual Olympics because it's not an Olympic year. So how would you describe that atmosphere as a player to someone who hasn't, you know, had the luxury of being at the event?
I'd say it's kind of like a mini Olympics. I mean, it's not as long, The best teams are there, and you're playing more games than, say, at a Four Nations. You know, you're playing 5, 6, 7 games, and it's tiring on the body because, you know, you're playing all these games, and you maybe get one day rest, but, you know, you're with your teammates and you're with your friends, and honestly, you know, that's the best part of this for me is being around my teammates and being able to be on the ice with them every day. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
So for you personally, you know, since the August National Festival, what's been keeping you busy on and off the ice?
Well, right now I live in Boston, so I train with Mike and the girls. There's 5 or 6 of us training at Mike's and 3 days a week. And then I play for the Boston Blades, which is out of the CWHL League, and it's really good. A lot of national team players, Canadian national team players we play against. So it really keeps you going. It's definitely great for the college kids that just graduated. Another option for them, you know, to be able to keep playing hockey and keep training.
What are some training tips that you would recommend to younger players that would love to be in your skates one day?
I would just say always work hard, because if you're not working hard, someone else is. And, you know, when you go to play them, they're going to have a step ahead of you. So I would just always say, just the most important thing is what you're doing when no one's watching.
You had mentioned, obviously, you come from a family of athletes, and you mentioned your cousin. Could you just tell us about the experience that you had with, you know, being able to watch the Super Bowl and then him coming to the Olympics to watch you?
Yeah, it's very exciting. The day I got to the Olympics, he was playing in the Super Bowl, and, you know, it's an exciting thing seeing a family member be, especially when you're a fan of the football and that sport, to see him playing in that, such an amazing, you know, game, and everyone's watching it. I mean, football is one of the most watched sports out there, and a relative of mine is playing in it. So it was interesting, and obviously it was sad that they lost, but it was great that he was able to come and surprise me, and he came to the gold medal game with his wife and his mom. So it was really awesome to share that experience with him.
So before you played in the gold medal game, did Jamie have any advice for you, or like any words of wisdom before you went out on the ice?
You know, he's the type of guy, you know, he's very laid back. I think he just said, you know, good luck, go out there and do your thing, because, you know, all the training's over and you're already prepared as much and everything you had in you. So just go out there and do your thing and have fun.
Kind of close with this. What's the best advice that you've ever received in your hockey career so far?
Oh, that's a tough one. You gotta like, that's like a really tough one.
Well, let's maybe we'll go this angle first. So say you have like we had the Connecticut Polar Bears out there today, and obviously younger age group, say 10 and under age group. What advice would you give a little girl first?
I'd say do what you love. And if it's playing hockey, then do it. But the moment that it feels like work or a job, then get out of it, because then it's not fun. And I love doing this. This is my passion. And the moment I think it's too hard or I don't want to do it, that's when I'm going to hang them up. But I don't think that's going to be anytime soon.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.